tomorrow I will be joined by Paula G. I'll be speaking with her about life's journeys. She is a radio talk show host herself in Atlanta, and she has been interviewing artists and others for quite some time, artists, specifically recording artists, and talking with them about their life journeys. And I tell you, she talked with them about challenges that they face, triumphs that they experience, setbacks that they deal with. And I'm going to talk with her not only about the life journeys that she has discovered as she's interviewed these other people, but I'm going to speak with her about her own life's journeys. And the hope is that as we have this conversation, we'll all be able to pick up on some tips that can help us with our own life journeys. Paula G., I'll be speaking with her tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Also, later this week, in fact, Sunday. Well, let's go to what's happening Saturday, because that's going to be interesting, too. We're going to go into more detail than we did today, talking about humanoids / androids / hubots, whatever you want to call them. And we're going to be talking about their souls. Well, the real issue is, the real question is, will the day come when artificial intelligence, androids, etc., will actually have souls? We're exploring that, and we'll have that discussion this Saturday. This Thursday, I invite you to join me. I'm going to do a rebroadcast of this previous Sunday's discussion on spiritual perspectives and artificial intelligence. Specifically, we're addressing the question of whether or not the Bible has anything to say about what will be happening and the end times, and whether there's a possible connection with artificial intelligence. This Thursday, the broadcast, the rebroadcast of this past Sunday, and we will continue the discussion this coming Sunday. If for whatever reason you're not able to join us when we air live on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, feel free to join us by going to speakingwith.com. And online, you can hear the broadcast by simply clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. Find the topic of choice, the guest of choice, and just listen. Usually divided up into four segments. And, of course, listen as is convenient for you. You want to listen to all four segments, which will usually be somewhere in the range of 47 minutes total. Listen to all four. If you want to listen to a segment or two, then come back at a later date, a later time, the same day, listen to the rest, however it works for you. Truly, listen online at your convenience. So let's take a look at what's happening now, though, as we resume a discussion on, well, whether or not the Republican budget that is being proposed for all of America is one that will build all of America, or is it one that is designed to build certain sectors of America while tearing down other sectors of American society? We're still looking at the findings based on the expertise of nonpartisan organizations, specifically from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, as they take a look at information gleaned from the Congressional Budget Office and others. And so, as I usually do, I'm going to just be calling them the Center for short. And let's continue with the discussion of their findings, where essentially they conclude that the budget is going to really, really help strengthen the wealthy. It is going to really hurt many, many, many more Americans who are have moderate income to low income. They're going to really be hurt. And you can best believe that part of what's going to be happening here is what has been happening for ages. We're going to have people being hurt who are going to scapegoat. they're going to say, we can't rely on the politicians to take care of us. And they're all going to continue to vote for the people they've already voted for, always voted for. And they're going to scapegoat people who are worse off than they are, or who will be even worse off than they are now, and will be worse off than they will be then. Moderate people with moderate income, middle-income people, making absolutely sure that they staunchly support the politicians who will push the policies that will be designed to help those who need help the least and hurt those who need help the most. $2.1 trillion in cuts to health programs. That's part of what's being proposed by the Republicans. $923 billion in cuts to income security programs like Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly called food stamps. Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, also known as TANF. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, for the low-income, elderly, the blind, the disabled, making sure that they make significant cuts to those programs. Federal civil service pensions, which, of course, cuts will hurt Republicans as well as Democrats. The cuts would be severe. $231 billion in cuts to education and social service programs. Remember now, a lot of people love to say, look, people need to just pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. One of the ways that people help themselves do better in life is by getting a good education so that they can then get degrees that can then help them get good jobs that help them live a better quality of life. So the Republicans have proposed, since we all agree that education helps tremendously, the Republicans are proposing making cuts to education and social service programs. $231 billion in cuts to education and social service programs, including complete repeal of mandatory funding for Pell Grants, which would cut the maximum Pell Grant to students by $1,060. And the social services block grant, as well as deep cuts in student loans. The Republicans for some time now have been pushing to have only the private sector, private banks, handle anything to do with student loans. They talk about how the private banks are much, much stricter. They're tougher with when it comes to deciding who's going to be eligible for loans, and they're much more hard-nosed when it comes to working with people who have a very difficult time repaying those student loans because incomes keep getting pushed down or held down, particularly in contrast to highly escalating costs of living. And so for years now, years and years, the Republicans have been pushing hard to get the federal government out of the handling of student loans so that the banks can handle that and make things much more difficult for people to get the education. Deep cuts in student loans, $231 billion in cuts to education and social service programs. In total, the plan calls for slashing those entitlement programs that provide basic assistance, health care, college assistance, and other help to low and moderate income families by roughly one-third, 33% by 2028. Now, let me ask you again. Do you see that kind of budget helping to build America or helping to tear America down?